The top transportation official in Massachusetts plans to review the service cuts planned by the largest regional transit authority in western Massachusetts. Local officials and advocates for bus passengers blame inadequate state funding for the cuts. To close a projected $1.7 million budget deficit, the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority plans to cut service on 22 bus routes. But officials say those cuts, along with belt tightening by the agency's administration and reducing insurance reserves, will still leave a shortfall in the operations budget. The 24-member PVTA Advisory Board at a special meeting last week authorized the administrator to tap the agency's cash reserves. But that money cannot be touched without the permission of the Massachusetts Transportation Secretary, Stephanie Pollack. She said she will not rubber stamp the request.
And just make sure before they do service cuts that they've ruled out all the other options.
PVTA officials are proposing to draw down roughly a quarter of the $1.3 million reserve fund.
If we get a formal request on reserves, we're going to sit down and sort of make sure that that's a last resort, because tapping into reserves may provide a solution for 1 year, but it doesn't really provide for a balanced budget that can provide consistent and reliable service over time.
Pollack pointed to the MBTA and said during the last 2 years, the perpetually financially troubled Greater Boston Transit Agency had cut hundreds of millions of dollars in operating expenses and instituted modest fare increases while not cutting service.
All we're asking the RTAs to do is really go through the same process. Take a look at their operating expense structure, take a look at their route structure, and take a look at their fare levels.
PVTA fares have not changed since 2008. The advisory board in 2012 rejected a proposed fare hike. Before voting last week to approve the service cuts, advisory board members laid the blame on Republican Governor Charlie Baker and the Democratic-dominated state legislature. Longtime advisory board member Richard Thoreau of Agawam said there is a lack of commitment to fund the regional transit authorities.
It's wrong. A commitment for public transportation should be there.
But Pollack said state funding for the regional transit authorities had gone from $67 million a few years ago to $80 million this year.
While I understand that the RTAs would want and undoubtedly could use more than that, that's a significant increase.
She said the state has a program to help transit agencies purchase new buses and is also helping pay for a new bus maintenance garage the PVTA is building in Springfield.
We have actually increased our investment on the capital side considerably over the last 2 years, because what we hear from the RTAs is that they don't have those resources.
Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz, who chairs the PVTA Advisory Board, said the service cuts are a last resort, and seeking permission from the Transportation Secretary to use reserve funds is a dramatic step.
Tapping into reserves has to be a last resort. It's one-time money, and one-time money is not revenue. So you start the year, the next fiscal year, in the hole by how much you've used one-time money.
The planned service cuts were protested by Liz Busey, an organizer with Arise for Social Justice, who said low-income people will be hurt the most.
They should use their reserves. They have reserves. They should use their reserves and not make any cuts.
Two routes are being eliminated and service cut on 20 routes. The changes take effect on August 27th in Greater Springfield and on September 5th in the Amherst, Northampton area. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.